Hi, I'm Scott. It's Azure Friday. I'm here with Stefan from Azure Websites.
Hey.
So we made the Superstarter site. This is a templated site. It's Azure Websites. And I've got my default URL at .azurewebsites.net. So this is free.
Correct.
How hard can I hit this before it tips over, given that it's in the free tier?
Yeah, so that is going to be in large part dependent upon exactly what the heck you're doing inside of your free app. The reality is, unless you sit here with a load test tool like, say, WCAD or the Visual Studio load test tools, certainly in like day-to-day development, you're unlikely to run into any caps.
Okay.
The one caveat I would say is there is a network egress cap for obvious reasons.
Mm-hmm. That means outgoing
that
bandwidth?
That means the bits coming out of your web app and going out onto the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And that, for the free tier, I believe, is 165 megabytes per day.
Mm.
So for like a normal developer just working through their site and they're doing, you know, edits, hit refresh, see what's going on, typically you don't run into that. But that tiering is there because clearly if you're running a production app, then you can very quickly run into those egress limits.
I see. So I'm looking here on my free one and I can see
a certain
amount of time I get.
Yeah, so the CPU time, I mean, that always you end up doing a calculus on CPU ticks. Really what it comes down to is unless you've done something silly like, you know, the old joke, you ran an ADO.NET cursor in an infinite loop and pegged the CPU, again, it's unlikely you're going to run into those limits on the free tier. The biggies really, it's almost always going to be the data out option that you see there.
Okay.
And you can see it. Yep, perfect. 165 meg a day in free tier. And then file system storage, that's just again because, right, everyone behind the scenes is running off of basically a pool of UNC servers and storage. And so when you're in the free tier, you get a gigabyte of storage that you can use to put whatever kind of content you want out there.
So if I went and wrote a malicious free app, it would eventually, like, maybe fill up the memory and then you would shut me down.
Yes, exactly.
And then reset it.
Yep. Yep. It basically, behind the scenes, again, part of what we had talked about with, you know, the hotel model is, think of it this way. If Aerosmith suddenly shows up, you know, three doors down from you and starts having a party like they did of old, the party will run for a while, but eventually hotel security will show up and will haul them away.
Okay. So. That's cool. And they do reset, so you can watch that happen. That's cool. And I can see here already, just having put the site up, I can see...
Data in, data out. Exactly.
Right there. Okay, cool. So if I click on scale, this says website mode.
Right. And so that was what we were talking about earlier, right? You start out in free mode, you have some caps, you go to shared mode, the caps, the quota limits go up a bit more, but you're still ultimately running on an array of servers with a lot of other customers. Again, a lot of people use that for, like, you know, low volume blogs, or as I alluded to earlier, if you've got a larger dev test team where a lot of people are working on the site, it's a great mode to run on. And you'll actually notice a little bit down in capacity, there's even an option here to scale up the instance count. And what that's just saying is, yeah, you're running on this pool of servers along with everyone else, but would you like to run only one instance of your worker process or two, or I think the slider ultimately goes up to 10. Realistically, what this is really good for is testing your site to make sure that it actually works when it's running on more than one server.
So this is like a free web farm in the sense of,
exactly.
In the old days when I would unload hardware off the, I'd have to go and get the F5 or the Cisco and do all the web farm load balancing, and then I would discover, oh, my site is writing on the local disk, and I need to put that in shared storage.
Exactly. So that's why, like, especially for developers, this is the classic case of, great, the site worked well on your laptop, you sent it up to a free site, it's still running. Before you actually put that in real production, at least put it in shared mode, put it on two instances, and make sure that you don't have any accidental gotchas running around in your app that are going to fall apart when you're running on more than one
machine.
That
is actually a really good tip. So you're saying, like, for example, if I were doing in-process session state,
yes,
my site would fall down just because I went from one instance to two.
That is a very interesting and subtle point. So if you were using in-process session state,
okay,
you have a potential problem, you're absolutely right, when you go to more than one server. But remember, the age-old workaround for that is something called sticky load balancing. And so, again, coming back to the concept of, you know, Azure Websites does a lot of quote-unquote stuff for you in the background. Mm-hmm. One of the things we do by default is we actually turn on sticky load balancing. And the reason why is just across all the different frameworks, it's a, what we found, it's a very common pothole and pitfall that customers fall into. So rather than, you know, having a somewhat pointless exercise of trying to convince people don't use an in-proc state store, we simply acknowledged that and said, hey, we did the right thing and your app will keep on running. But you had a very good earlier point, which was what happens if you're running, writing to local storage, right? In a platform as a service environment like this, that's something you want to avoid because, you know, it'll be, the bits will be here today, gone tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's an interesting point. And sticky load balancing is one of those things that works 99% of the time.
Well,
except for when it totally doesn't work.
Exactly.
Meaning that some user is behind Tor or doing something or changing their IP addresses or whatever.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, there's also a more realistic thing, which is, remember, one of the things to think about in the cloud, I always tend to think of these television commercials where you see these ads for mattresses and they drop bowling balls on the mattress. It's like, look, I dropped a bowling ball on the mattress and you didn't even notice it. It's like, think about the fact that you're running as an app on our platform, and the reality is that mattress, behind the scenes, things are happening around you, and so from time to time, we do have to migrate you and move you around from one machine to another. So that's another case with like in-proc session state. Yeah, it's gonna work for you probably 99% of the time, but you're gonna get these edge cases where your customer's in the middle of their click flow, and guess what? The site happens to be getting brought down on one machine and simultaneously brought up on another, and right in that quantum of time, bang, they got directed to another machine. Suddenly, poof, their shopping cart's gone, right? So you get those kinds of edge case subtleties. This smooths over some of those problems, but really you wanna try to avoid that going forward.
So if I'm free and there's a lot of work happening in that machine, I'm the first guy to get shut down.
Yep.
But if I start paying, like standard or shared, I am a legit customer and my site will be up.
Yes. Specifically, what's going to happen is when you're in shared mode, you are a more legit customer, but there are still some quota limits around CPU and memory that exist because remember, you're still running on that pool of servers with a lot of other customers. You get higher limits and it's much less likely you're going to bump into them. But if from your point of view, as a developer, you're like, you know, I'm ready to go. I don't want to have to worry about sharing any kind of resources or running into any constraints. You move up to standard mode, and at that point, there are no limits.
So at this point, I'm actually on a virtual machine, and this is where I think people get a little bit confused, is that I have now dedicated a virtual machine to me, which means I have dedicated resources.
Correct.
But I don't have to manage that virtual machine.
That's absolutely correct. So, for example, one of the really cool things is right now you've got one small VM, and you can see it's telling you get one virtual core and a little less than 2 gig of memory.
Okay.
You can go out and put one, you know, your site on one small virtual machine.
Okay.
And behind the scenes, when I've been talking about, you know, we bring VMs up and down, things like that, we will actually maintain uptime on your site while we're doing that. So what that means is we have logic behind the scenes in Azure Websites that says even if you're running on one and only one virtual machine, and if we're, again, doing the canonical Patch Tuesday processing, mm-hmm. we're not gonna go out and like rip your VM out from underneath you. What we will actually do behind the scenes is say, oh, guess what? Scott's running on this virtual machine. I need to get to it. We'll go get another virtual machine of the same size that you're paying us for out mm-hmm. of sort of a buffer in the background. We'll bring you up on it, make sure live traffic has shifted over to it, and then we'll bring down what used to be your virtual machine so that now we can get into it and go upgrade it. So that's a very cool, very powerful feature, and that kind of process, if you have to do that yourself, typically people don't do that. They say, oh, to hell with that, I'm gonna go out and I'm gonna buy at least a minimum of two of everything in order to try to manage that orchestration process.
That's a really good example of where I own the house and I can do whatever I want. In this case here, rather than having to drain traffic off, which is really administrivia,
yes,
and it's also
exactly.
extremely well-known administrivia.
Yep. It's well-known administrivia, but of course we've seen out in the wild not necessarily well-executed administrivia. Mm-hmm. So that's a perfect example of that's the kind of stuff we take care of for you and on your behalf in the background.
Now, one last thing that I want to talk about is this idea that I have 10 or 11 sites in West US. They were all shared, and then one day I switched one of them over to standard.
Okay.
And then when I came back into my portal, everyone was in standard.
Right. So once upon a time, that was, shall we say, a unique behavior of our system. However, if we go back to the scale tab, you'll notice in the past few months, we've given you now the option to be much more deliberate in terms of which site or sites you actually want running in a given mode. And so, yeah, because you have so many sites, we're sort of running out of screen real estate. But you can see the specific site that we're on right now, this site, that's in gray. So Baby mm-hmm. Smash, we're saying, okay, we know you're already on the page for that. That's the one you want to move up to standard. And then you can optionally say, would you like everything else moved or not?
Yeah.
So that way you can now finally, you can be very crisp and be like, these sites are going on free, these ones are running in shared, and this subset are running on standard.
Now, one of the things as a user I've been telling people, and I want to make sure I'm telling them what I should be telling them, is I think once you've moved up and kind of graduated where you have one reserved instance, one standard instance, you should really make that thing work. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So you can have up to 500 websites into one. So I have been getting in the habit of just starting to keep everything in West US. That's kind of my, hey, I've got a VM there.
Yep.
Rather than putting a shared one here or there, I'll add them there because I've got a CPU to spare.
Yes, and that's one of the things or one of the benefits you get from sort of moving more to a PaaS model, which is the sort of, let's call them the
platform as a service.
Right. The logical entities, the websites, are somewhat separate and disconnected from the physical compute resources that they're running on top of. And you're able to make decisions about those two concepts, your websites versus your compute resources, independently. Another nice thing is you can also, as we've talked about, you can move up and down between the different tiers. So absolutely the advice you gave is spot on, which is, you know, once you move up to the standard tier, load that sucker up with as many websites as you can. Of course, with a caveat, make sure to monitor your load. And when you start seeing that, you know, maybe things are getting a little tight memory or CPU wise, you can go ahead and add more instances.
Very cool. Next, we'll talk about monitoring and scale. It's Azure Friday. Thank you.